Well, first off, it goes back to the frustration that's out there in the public with the situation at the sheriff's office. And we're nearing 2 years into this, and nothing seems to be happening. And so now that Sheriff Arnold has been suspended by the court, Chief Deputy Garrett is in charge, and he can make personnel decisions without having to worry about Sheriff Arnold hovering over his back from the jail cell. So what we've decided to do, what I decided to do today, was to send a letter to Chief Deputy Garrett and ask him to terminate Joe Russell and also terminate Terry McBurney from employment with Rutherford County. There's a lot of confusion out there, and there's lots of different ideas on how to proceed. I am very optimistic that the state will help us with allowing the local legislative body to suspend somebody with a two-thirds vote if they've been indicted with a felony charge. I'm not so optimistic about the recall election because it's going to be a monumental undertaking to amend the state constitution. And I do hope that the procedure we set up to elect a new sheriff in the interim is going to be effective, and where we can get that done quickly, but also do our diligence and be sure we hire a good, competent person to run the sheriff's office. It seems like if you look at our timeline, we'll have a better idea of how many applicants we will have, so we can decide if we want to deal with it all at one meeting or if we want to have a special meeting to try to whittle down the number of applicants to the top 5 or 10, or if we want to have a committee to look at it. So we'll have a better idea at the next December commission meeting on what we're planning to do.